Hello, and welcome to episode 18 of Decoding Security. This week is National Small Business Week, and in honor of that, Jess and Ram will be discussing cybersecurity for small businesses. From your network, to your office, to your website, how do you keep your business and customers safe? Before we get into that, though, what's going on in the news today, Ram?
I don't know if you guys have heard of the RSA conference. It's one of the larger security conferences. Most of you have probably been to some kind of conference. Doesn't matter if it's a business or like a Comic-Con, but you know that these days most conferences have like an app specific to that conference for that year.
Sure.
Apparently theirs had a security leak that, in this case, it wasn't a big deal. It just had some links inside the app that revealed they basically went to databases that showed you other people's information. Mm. It was just their first names and last names, but it's kind of ironic because, number one, this is a security conference, and number two, this is not the first time this has happened at this security conference with their app.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
you think they've learned.
Yeah, it just shows how easy it is to make seemingly small mistakes or to rush things and end up, at the very least, embarrassed in this case. Fortunately, that's all. But it could get a lot worse. And Jess, I hear that you have something a little more serious.
A couple weeks ago, we talked about Drupalgeddon 2, the hackening. Turns out that that is the gift that keeps on giving. A couple times in the last 2 weeks, April 18th and April 25th, Drupal released another set of patches and security updates to address vulnerabilities related to the Drupalgeddon 2 release that was disclosed on March 28th. The first is a moderately critical vulnerability related to the CK editor that's included in the Drupal core. The second was a remote code execution vulnerability impacting multiple core files. They're calling that highly critical. And they also note that the patches, the new set of patches, will only work if you've already applied the previous set of patches related to Drupalgeddon 2. Now, these two particular vulnerabilities haven't been exploited in the wild yet, but the first Drupalgeddon 2 vulnerability has been exploited in the wild, and attacks on that are automated. So if you haven't patched yet, patch, update. It's the time to do it. And a lot of small businesses use Drupal, so take this warning seriously. And if you run Drupal and your site is all of a sudden up to date, but you don't remember doing it, that could be a symptom that you've been attacked. A lot of attackers are going in and actually patching the Drupal or updating it to the latest version
to keep other people from
other attackers from coming in after them.
Oh, wow.
It's tricksy and it's critical. And a lot of small business sites, like the ones we're talking about today, actually use Drupal. So let's jump right into cybersecurity for the small business.
Yeah, well, small businesses, no one would target them, right?
No, never. If I haven't heard of it, it's definitely never going to get hacked.
I mean, it's just not worth their time, right?
Wrong. Small businesses actually are the target of over half of cybersecurity attacks. And in 2016 alone, 58% of American small businesses were compromised in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, wow.
The vast majority of those were things like malware or computer viruses through spear phishing attempts. So relatively minor. We're not talking about 58% of small businesses hacked on the Equifax level, but it's happening. So it is important to take seriously if you're a small business owner. I know how difficult it can be if you're a small business on a shoestring budget with overhead and startup costs to get cybersecurity, but it doesn't have to be intimidating or expensive. Make cybersecurity, website security, firewalls, antivirus software, a malware scanner for your website. All of that needs to be worked into your budget. There's a lot of DIY solutions. There are a lot of very affordable solutions.
Fortunately, it sounds like the government is actually introducing legislation that'll help with that a little bit, providing resources, instructional stuff.
Yeah, the Main Street Cybersecurity Act is something that a Representative John Thune introduced to the U.S. Senate last year that basically would set up an infrastructure for cybersecurity, almost like a knowledge base and resource center for small businesses that would hopefully provide cost-effective cybersecurity solutions, tutorials, information, connections to, you know, the FBI to report things like ransomware or, you know, abuse on your network. It hasn't passed yet, but it looks like it's probably going to. So that's something to definitely keep an eye on. And if you're storing any kind of consumer data or you operate at all in the European Union, we're closing in on the deadline for the GDPR, which is May 25th. If you're a small business operating anywhere within the European Union, it's time to appoint your data security officer and start getting your data storage in place. Basically, what that is it's the European Union's Data Privacy Act requires that all data stored that belongs to consumers be transparent, portable, and deletable, giving all European consumers the right to be forgotten, which means they can actually request that you remove their data from your business. And it is very important. Most small businesses in the United States probably don't have to worry too much about the GDPR. But if you do any business in the European Union and you suffer a breach or you fail to secure customer data up to the correct standards, they can actually fine you up to 4% of your annual income. And if you're a small business, that's not a small chunk of change.
Correct.
So what tips would you have, Ram, for small businesses?
You know, humans are always going to be the weakest link at the, you know, main security vulnerability in almost any organization. So the most important thing to do is, you know, train your employees, have ongoing education. It doesn't need to be expensive. You can find resources on the web, you know, train them using those and, you know, make sure they all follow some best practices. It'll only take up some of their time and your time. I understand time's still super precious when you're running small business.
Yeah, time is money.
You know, add firewalls to your network. Again, those don't have to be super expensive. You just have to, you know, make sure that you're putting some thought and effort into this. VPNs, if you have any remote workers, make sure that they use a VPN to connect to your network. If you travel or anyone who works for you travels, make sure they use a VPN when they're traveling so that, you know, nothing important gets stolen from, like, you know, a rogue Wi-Fi access point.
Your remote workers should only be able to access your internal software through a VPN.
That too. Yes. Use strong passwords. It's pretty easy to force people to change their passwords every, like, you know, 30 to 90 days. You can kind of just set that as an option, even if you're just running, like, a Gmail or, like, Google Apps for Business kind of deal. You know, get virus and malware scanners for your local PCs and any websites you have. There's a lot of options out there, and they don't have to be expensive. They don't have to take up all your time. Just have them in your mind as things you should do.
Yep, just do it. That's probably the most important small business cybersecurity advice.
Do it.
Do it. Get it done. Just don't let it fall by the wayside. There's a lot of even free options. You know, if you use G Suite, for example, which we know is pretty cheap, they have the option to use two-factor authentication.
To force two-factor authentication, which is a really, really good idea.
And it's free. They don't charge you anything additional for it. So things like that that any business owner, even the novice, can do. There are tutorials. There are YouTube videos. Hopefully this Main Street Cybersecurity Act will pass and it will actually provide a centralized database for resources like that. Those are all really good tips. I do want to give our listeners and our watchers one more tip before you leave, because a lot of people don't think about this, and that's physical security. A lot of people don't realize what kind of impact physical security can actually have on the cybersecurity world. So if you own a brick and mortar store or you have an office, it's important to manage your physical security, which includes things like door keys, alarm codes, the thermostat codes, anything that, you know, your safe codes. All of that has to be managed. If you work in an office setting, who has badge access? Do you have a badge reader? The technology to make your employees badge in and out of your building is cheaper and cheaper every year. I highly recommend it. It does add that extra layer of protection, not only from physical stuff, but from somebody coming in and, like, taking pictures of all your PCs that you have running. And if you have badge access, make sure that your employees aren't letting anybody tailgate into the building behind them that they don't know is an employee there. That's a recipe for disaster.
Also, get a shredder.
Yes, yes.
Or a shredding service.
Invest in a shredder and, if you can, a shredding service. But seriously, a shredder is like $20 at Office Max or whatever. Walmart, even. Go get one and shred your documents. Or better yet, save some trees and don't print them at all.
What a concept.
You can do that?
You can.
How?
We have this thing called the cloud.
Isn't that other people's computers?
Yes.
Oh.
Shh.
All right. Well, thank you, Jessica and Ram. There's definitely a lot to consider as a small business owner, and it's easy to forget about cybersecurity. I think you've both given our listeners a lot to think about. We also want to thank you, our watchers and listeners, for tuning in. Be sure to come back next time, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, or wherever else you may be listening or watching, so you don't miss any episodes. The music, Upbeat Forever, by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 License. Decoding Security is hosted by Jessica Ortega and Ram Gall, and produced by Topher Tebow for Sitelock.